Track 1.10.
It's estimated to cost the American economy more than $100 billion per year in lost productivity, and it's on the rise. It's even been blamed for some of the most serious workplace disasters in history, such as the Exxon Valdez oil spillage and the Chernobyl nuclear power station meltdown. I'm talking, of course, about sleep deprivation, perhaps one of the most costly consequences of our fast-paced lifestyles. To find out more about this subject, I'm joined by a leading expert in the field, Dr. Martin Schoen.
Hi.
Dr. Schoen, what is it exactly about our lifestyles today that's causing this increase in the number of cases of sleep deprivation?
Well, there are a number of factors. We're working longer hours, meaning we have less time to relax. Some of us work night shifts, which causes all sorts of disruption to our natural rhythms. We're travelling more across different time zones, while our bodies struggle to keep up. And then there are the pressures of finding a job and making sure we earn enough to pay the bills each month. Pressures that are keeping many of us awake at night.
So it's no wonder that there's so much interest in the work that you and your colleagues are doing. Which is what exactly?
Which is looking into the effects of sleep deprivation over the mid to long term and finding out what we can do to try and tackle the problem.
So let's start with the effects. Apart from feeling grumpy and irritable, which many of us will know only too well, what else happens to us when we don't get enough sleep?
Where do I start? The list is endless. Let's see. There is, as you mentioned, an increase in irritability. We become less patient with others. We get headaches. We feel our bodies starting to shake. Memory loss is common. Our reaction times get slower and our speech starts to slur.
So the effects are pretty far-reaching. Out of curiosity, how long can we safely go without sleep?
Interesting question. In 1959, as part of an experiment to investigate sleep deprivation, American DJ Peter Tripp became the first person to set a world record when he stayed awake for 201 hours, which is nearly 8.5 days. After 3 days, he began laughing at strange things that really weren't funny at all. He found them hilarious. He also started to get upset over the smallest things. A day later, he began to hallucinate. He could see mice running around the room and cobwebs on his doctor's face. He also suffered from paranoia. He then became psychotic and thought others were trying to hurt him. Finally, he claimed that he was no longer Peter Tripp, but someone else pretending to be him. After 200 hours, the doctors kept him awake for just one more hour while they carried out their final tests, and then he slept solidly for 13 hours. Peter may have enhanced our understanding of sleep deprivation, but tragically for him, the experiment changed him for good. He became depressed and moody. He lost his job after a fight with his boss. His wife left him, and 3 further marriages also failed. All in all, it was rather a sad story.
It certainly was. Have there been attempts to break his record?